This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You ready for an epic show? Who's ready for an epic show? Epic. Why is it? I think the word of the day is already decided. It's epic.
Epic. I like
it. Yeah, it's got to be epic. It's different from the Yiddish term that refers to your belly button known as pupik. That's different, but it's epic. Epic. So you've never heard of that one.
I tell you, you learn something new every day on this show.
You got to throw something out there right from the get-go. Okay, pupik. Everybody can tune out now. You've learned what you're going to learn. All done. Go home. Nothing to see
a
here.
A Yiddish belly button is a pupik?
A pupik, yes.
Mm-hmm. Pupik. Okay.
How do you like that, right? So
that is an epic way to start the show.
If you mention belly button, though, you tend to get more listeners. I think we did some kind of consumer survey on that. So it said you must mention belly buttons at the start of every show. Therefore, you will get I'm just teasing about that. But there are what we call epic. Corruption of marketing materials to convince you of things that aren't real. We're going to cover a story like that. But why is epic the word of the day? Because Jerry Doyle is scheduled to join us in hour two, and he has his independent new media outlet called Epic Times. I'm also a contributor there, and I'd love to see you supported as much as he's been a supporter of the Robert Scott Bell Show and Natural News and naturalnewsradio.com. So welcome, everybody. Great Healing Edition is in tap, on store, whatever you want to say for you. On tap and in store, I should say. And the phone number is 866-939-BELL. Call in now, 866-939-2355. Shane is standing by to take your order. No, to take your call. That's okay. You don't have to order it.
Would you like fries with that? That's what will happen.
GMO,
if you call,
organic sure. French fries in coconut oil. Yes, we would like a double.
There you go.
Let's see. What else we got to do? Cannabis is growing economically. Who's going to protect it? Who's going to protect the transport, if you will, of these vital healing substances from creation? We got Mike Julian, CEO of MPSI, joining us today to talk about the growing economic boon that is the cannabis economy and how to protect it. And, of course, the dunderheads who are not protecting it, but they're pretending to protect it, like Governor Cuomo in New York State. This guy, under the dictionary, you see the word dunderhead, you'll see a picture of Governor Cuomo. Why do I say that? Not because of his dad, it's because of this guy, the son, the Cuomo son. He is right now in the process of actively undermining the medical marijuana legislation in New York State, a compassionate bill if there ever was one. Basically, what he's doing is so stunningly awful that you people in New York, either you must leave or make him leave New York for any semblance of compassionate reality to reemerge as something that New Yorkers would embrace. Now, the governor over the years has ignored pleas by patients and advocates to work together on legislation that would allow this plant to be made available to those who so desperately need it. Right now, what he is doing, I mean, this bill looks like, I think it was, on its way to pass in New York State. And the things that he's doing at the 11th hour, these unbelievable demands, if there are any Democrats out there that still support Governor Cuomo, you can call up and we can blast you with the Millennium P-32 space modulator, because it's ridiculous what this guy is doing. Democrats, if this is what you got as a governor, compassion is not in your party. Think about this. All right, we just want to make the plant available to those who need it medically. They're not even talking about recreational use here. And here's what Governor Cuomo says. Well, if you want me to support it and sign it into law, you're going to have to play ball with me. What does playing ball with Cuomo mean? It means we're going to eliminate any of these following serious conditions from consideration for those who may need and desire to use the plant known as cannabis. Those things include, are you ready for this laundry list?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. Alzheimer's disease.
Hmm.
Alzheimer's. ALS, which is also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Muscular dystrophy. Now, all those three that I just mentioned are heavy on the neurological impact within the body. And guess what we found out about cannabinoids? They have a profound and extraordinary impact on nourishing, protecting, and regenerating neural tissue. And Governor Cuomo, yes, Dr. Cuomo, paging Dr. Cuomo, he says, no, 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 we can't let you use it for neurological degradation diseases. What else do we know that this plant, marijuana, cannabis, hemp, can do? Doesn't it help in cancer? Much less the side effects of cancer treatment, oncological intervention. Well, yes, it does. What does Dr. Governor Cuomo, who is not a doctor, say? Nope, we will not allow this cannabis to be used for cancer patients dealing with the side effects of their medications and chemotherapy. No for nausea. No for cachexia, which is the wasting, which, by the way, cannabis is known to increase appetite. That would reverse the wasting disease known as cachexia. Cuomo says, not so fast. We're not going to let you do it. You don't want to talk about an ogre, a real-life ogre? Cuomo needs to be removed from office based on this. He doesn't want you people in New York State to access cannabis for pain associated with oncological interventions either. Is that all?
Wow.
Is that all?
Oh, you think there's more.
But wait, there's more. You're right, Super Don. He wants to eliminate the potential for any of our soldiers who have come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, no matter what you think of those incursions there. He wants to eliminate any possibility that they in New York City or New York State can get access to this cannabis for post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury, the conditions that affect veterans at high rates for which medical marijuana is most definitely beneficial. No, no, no. Cuomo says no. But wait, there's more. He wants to eliminate any timelines for implementation, and he wants to add a sunset clause to the bill. So we're going to pass it, and then we're going to let it die, despite the fact that the legislation already gives the governor full control over the entire program.
This is, like, beyond ridiculous at this point. I mean, it's like, how can this get any more unbelievable?
Well, you get ready, because it's getting more unbelievable. Is this Andrew Cuomo? I think it is. New York governor wants to require that doctors that recommend medical marijuana be pre-approved by the Department of Health, DOH, that's the DOH, and give DOH the ability to override the recommendations of physicians participating in the program in regards to dosing and modes of administration. So basically saying, docs, you can recommend it, but my government minions, they will deny what you're recommending. He wants to also ban the smoking of medical marijuana, even though longitudinal studies, and we've covered them here, have shown that there is no increased risk of lung cancer and that smoking is the most economical and most effective mode of administration for some patients. This guy can go straight to hell. He's already written his ticket. He's got his ticket printed.
He's banning all of the conditions, really. I mean, the severe ones that would benefit from this. And he's putting the government in a role where they can override your doctor. If your doctor recommends it or wants to prescribe it, they can step in and go, nope, sorry.
Yeah, he's basically emasculated, made impotent, and I think if there was ever a reason to remove the gonads of a governor, this might be it. I'm just saying, you might have a different opinion. Call me now, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. But Cuomo is an embarrassment to any compassionate Democrats out there, because I believe he is considered to be a Democrat. And we are equal opportunity offenders in terms of party, but here is one for you, Democrats. You should take this guy on and throw him the hell out. Now, what about Wisconsin? Our friends in Wisconsin. They
we
have
talked it, about them. We yeah. talked about them just recently with Governor Rick Scott signing the CBD legislation there.
Okay.
CBD
so and Scott is a Republican, I believe.
I believe so, yes.
He's famous for the Tea Party as well. And so guess right. what? Democrats that are upset with me right now, you get to be happy because this guy's a Republican and he needs to join Cuomo, maybe even in hell. Why do I say that? Because what he's doing there, he's basically saying on this medical marijuana bill, despite the 22 states and the District of Columbia that have these real medical marijuana laws, Wisconsin doctors cannot authorize CBD, cannabidiol, nor can dispensaries provide it without, guess what? FDA approval. This is a Tea Party guy. This is a small government Republican who's going, well, the states are supreme, except when it comes to cannabis, despite there's no enumerated power that allows the federal government to ban the plant. But until the FDA approves it, nobody in Wisconsin can have access to it. But other than that, it's a great bill that allows medical marijuana to be used in Wisconsin. Right?
Yeah. You can have it, but you can't.
Right. Unless the physicians who want to treat their patients with CBD... they have to apply and carry out an FDA investigative drug trial, which, of course, is untenable, will not happen. And
yeah.
Governor Scott of Wisconsin...
Yeah. What physician can or will be able to do that? It's impossible.
No, it's
so
not
happening.
So basically,
they stuck this amendment in the bill that made it completely useless. I mean,
they
just means absolutely
right.
nothing. Yeah.
So, Republicans and Democrats, you can have a party in hell if you support these two men, whether you're in New York or Wisconsin... and enjoy burning, hopefully, I'd say the cannabis is not, well, actually, it's not going to be there, because it's actually good for you, and what is good for you is not typically in hell, that I know of. I don't remember visiting, but...
they'll be smoking Pall Malls in hell, right?
Yeah, maybe that's it. Pall Malls and what else would they be drinking? A Boone's Farm. Yeah, douse them in Boone's
Night
Farm.
Train. Yeah. Have a bottle of Night Train. There you go.
All right, on that happy note, we actually have some happy news.
Yay!
But I'm not going to tell you until the break is done, because there is a solution to this madness. And it's outside of the purview and control and approval process of dunderheaded Governor Scott, Wisconsin, and dunderheaded Governor Cuomo in New York. And it has something to do with a derivation on the historical figure known as Johnny Appleseed. We're going to tell you about that. And our listeners in the UK, I hope you're out there participating in what I'm about to share with you. I think I mentioned it briefly before. We're going to go into it a little bit more in depth. Also, baby bottles. Do they still have BPA and other endocrine disruptors? Yeah, there's some news there. Stick around. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What can we do to out-create the bad guys on weed and other issues? You know, my message, stop asking for permission where none is required. And there are botanical activists, I would call them. I wonder if the UK is going to start calling them botanical terrorists. What are they doing? Are they burning down crops and fields owned by Syngenta and Monsanto? No, they're actually planting incredible fields of hemp. I should say that little weeds here and there into flower beds. I think right outside the royal family. Is there a royal family in the UK? Of course there is. I don't know where they're at, what castle they're planting it. Outside of Parliament. All across the United Kingdom, we've got Johnny Hempseeds doing the civil disobedient, the botanical disobedient, the correct thing to do, and start planting this plant everywhere you go. Am I advocating that you plant high THC strains that may be illegal? Not necessarily, but if that's what you feel, that's your call. But even the industrial hemp, maybe especially, would do wonders for those of you who are worried about greenhouse gases. Well, plant some hemp to convert some CO2 into oxygen more efficiently than just about any other plant out there. And it grows incredibly well with no pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and the like, even in poor soils. And that's what they're doing in the United Kingdom. So hats off to you guys, you Brits, with the innovation and the inspiration of a Rosa Parks to say, no, we are not bowing to your authority. We're going to let God and nature take its course here, and we're going to plant those seeds.
And it's great because they are. I mean, they're just going everywhere and anywhere and just planting them. I mean, you could be walking down the street, mm-hmm. you know, past a bus stop, and, oh, look, is that it? Is that what I think it is? Why? Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. It's a cannabis plant growing in there right next to the tree.
I love this. This is the kind of civil disobedience that can change the world for the better. Now, of course, Kentucky finally got approval to plant their crops, but this is a plant of the people, right? Going back to we the people, back to Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, all of these folks, the founders that you may claim to admire in America and then deny them the reality that they already had in growing this plant and say, well, no, that wasn't part of America, despite the fact that hemp was, provided the source for the paper that the Constitution and Declaration of Independence were written on. And so a little bit of a botanical disobedience here. Be careful. Don't do it when the cameras are watching. There are plenty of cameras in the U.K., though, so somehow they're doing it anyway. So if they can do it in the U.K., why not you in Australia? Why not you in America, United States and Canada, Central America, South America, Mexico, in Asia, in Thailand, in Korea, all across planet Earth into the Middle East, to Israel, where a lot of the research is going on, in Egypt, in Syria, in Iraq, for goodness sake, where the craziness is going on, where John McCain thinks we win. We've won. What did we win? He wants to send more troops, and rumor has it Barack Obama, the peace president, the Nobel Peace Prize winning president, is sending special forces into Iraq right now to gain a win from what and how do we define it? Impossible. If they were smoking weed, they might have a lot less inclination to mess with the countries around the world that don't want to be messed with. Just saying.
Could you imagine what Congress would look like if everybody in Congress was smoking weed?
Well, it'd be a
I
lot
think
better.
People would watch C-SPAN for entertainment.
Yeah. It would be entertaining, wouldn't it? Dude, I think this bill, are we gonna pass it? Now, let's get Cuomo in here. What does Cuomo think? And by the way, we're looking for a homeopathic remedy. We kind of coined that phrase on the break, a homeopathic remedy to undo the idiocy, the lunacy, the dunderheadedness of Governor Cuomo in New York and Governor Scott in Wisconsin over this issue. Now, real quick, for parents out there that want to remain BPA-free, bisphenol A-free baby bottles and things, it looks like a Natural News did it again. Here's a report from Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, about baby bottles from Avent, Born Free, Green to Grow, Even Flow, and Wheel. I think that's Andrew Wheel or Weil. All are emitting high levels of a hormone-altering chemical known as bisphenol A. This is according to peer-reviewed journal Environmental Health. So if you think because it's packaged nicely that it's definitely cleaner, who did that song, You Got Another Thing Coming? That would be
Judas Priest.
I know we need Judas Priest somewhere in the show today. I don't know how we're going to get it, but Super Don, I leave it to you, and we will override
Judas
a bumper
Priest.
To get
okay,
some. Maybe
right.
In segment four. By segment four, we could get another thing coming.
All right,
the Robert Scott Bell Show continues. Jerry Doyle's going to join us, but momentarily we're going to be joined by Mike Julian. He is the CEO. He's working on security with MPSI for the cannabis industry. Let's find out how we can protect all of the good growth of the economy. Thanks to the cannabis hemp revolution. Are you with me? 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. Back in just a moment with Mike Julian and then Jerry Doyle.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell.
We talk about the healing issues of the day, and we talk about it from all levels, all bodies, physiological, emotional, mental, spiritual concepts of healing, as well as political, and now I guess a little bit economics too, because this economy has been tanking for a while in the West, no small part thanks to a Federal Reserve system that prints money out of thin air and expects that that is genuine recovery. But there is a bright shining light in the economy, and it happens to be that plant, that humble and lovable cannabis plant, hemp plant, that we talk about here a lot on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But what about the economics of that? What about the security of that? Whole new industries are spawning. I call them old, but new industries spawning off of the reemergence of this plant. But how do we protect that new economy? How do we protect the plant being transported or the money being generated? We are going now to an expert in that realm. His name is Mike Julian. We met him first at the Cannabis Cup in Denver on 420. He is the CEO of MPSI, and we have the links to his business, his company. You might want to participate or find out how you can plug into this growing economic boon and protect it as well, like Mike Julian is doing. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Mike.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Now, MPS International, the leader in security for medicinal marijuana collectives and dispensaries. This is something that probably no one even thought would there would be a business need for this 10 years ago.
Correct.
So how the heck did you find it and get into it and do so well with what you're doing?
Well, you know, luckily, I came from a traditional investigation and security background. My dad started our company in 1967, so I literally grew up in investigations and security. So we already knew it. We were already, you know, experts in the field. And then, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you got a beeper store and all of a sudden cell phones are invented. You just kind of, you already know, you already got a retail outlet. You just take your expertise and you move it into a new space. So when the cannabis started going crazy, this industry, there certainly was a need for expert security, trained people that knew how to do this, that knew the business side of it, so they could just transition into this. So, you know, I saw an opportunity. I certainly saw an opportunity for somebody that knows business and knows security. Because look, this has been the wild, wild west for years now. There was not a lot of organization and structure, and a lot of people that didn't have a lot of business experience saw opportunity and they jumped into it, not really thinking. And most people think reactively. They don't think about security until suddenly they need it because something happened. So. Part of the reason that we're so successful right now is we've been doing this for 47 years, and we're just applying the know-how and the knowledge and the experience that we've got into this new area. So the transition has been very smooth and very, very successful.
Well, I got to ask you about since you were almost born into this business, it's probably in your DNA. What things have surprised you as far as your knowledge of security, protection, defense, all of the things that you know have been part of your life to apply into this growing, burgeoning cannabis industry that you know you couldn't have planned for, that you now are gaining experience that nobody had?
I think one of the biggest challenges and one of the things that has surprised me, and that's why I made the statement I just did prior, is that people did not come into this expecting to have criminal element affect their business. And because I'm security minded from the minute I wake up, because that's how I was programmed by my father, it's just something that's part of my DNA, like you said.
Yes.
So when people start their business or they go into this and they just don't even for a second consider what could happen to them, how their business could be affected, the measures they should be taking to create a deterrent, to prevent crime, to be prepared for it before it happens and then be prepared for it after it happens, is a little bit, I don't want to say shocking, because I don't want to be condescending to these people. It's just a little bit, it was foreign to me that these people just, or not everyone, but many people are just not security-minded, especially in an industry like this that has been illegal for so many years and so controversial,
mm-hmm.
and suddenly it's legal and booming. And there's a lot of people out there that wanna get their taste of the money that's out there to be made, but they don't necessarily want to do it legally like the others that are, you know, getting their licenses and setting up shop the legal way.
Right. We're talking with Mike Julian from MPS International Security Solutions for the cannabis industry, trying to get a full-rounded picture of the growth of a powerful new positive part of our economy and how do you protect these businesses. Now, you mentioned a criminal element. I know some people are going to be thinking about, well, you know, when cannabis was illegal everywhere and now not illegal everywhere, that there was the so-called underground or black market economy. That was just the way it was, and the weed was flowing, for lack of a better way to say it. I'm thinking the criminal element that they're going to now engage in is the banking industry. And I know that's kind of weird to say, but I'm a bit nervous about now it becoming a legal entity, because now you have to deal with the legal criminals.
Well, that's a good point. That's a real good point, because God knows we've got plenty of legal criminals running things in the traditional and legitimate banking business. But
yes.
Yeah, it's certainly something that needs to be dealt with. Now, as you know, the FDIC banks cannot do business in this space because the Fed still say no to marijuana. So they're trying, Colorado and Washington are trying to look for alternatives in local banking and private banking and so forth. One thing that I think is going to happen, and something we've already started doing, is providing secure cash storage, because, you know, these owners should not have $1 million in their mattress at home, because bad guys are going to follow them at home. They're going to hurt their families to get to this money. There needs to be a place that is guarded and secured and fortified to put this money so they can then go get it when they need it, not at home and not at their businesses. So that's something, private secured depository is essentially what we call it, what we're doing in our business, that gives them the security of having a place to put their money where they're not putting their employees and their family members in harm's way.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was thinking, and I figured you would be up on that. The reality is, on a federal level, you've got the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC banks participating. You have the Federal Reserve System, even though that's technically a private entity that has nothing to do directly with the federal government. Read the creature from Jekyll Island and things like that. But the reality is, if these businesses that are now considered legit can't even participate in the illegitimate banking industry, what do they do? I could see a reemergence of the gold and silver real money economy in this way, to deal with these large sums in a lesser, let's say, space that it would take. You know, hundreds of thousands of paper bills, you can put a few ounces, I say, relatively speaking, of gold or more of the silver, that might be another aspect of this new economy.
Absolutely. Well, something's going to have to change. Congress is going to have to change the banking laws, or they are going to be guilty of creating an facilitating a tremendous amount of crime that is happening and will continue to happen. And keep in mind, the adult use recreational market has only been open for 6 months in Colorado, so the statistics aren't even really out there for us to digest and analyze and make draw conclusions. But, you know, even though overall crime in Colorado has gone down, there is going to be an increase in crime when it comes to these dispensaries and grows, because oftentimes they're in low-income areas. And if people are forced to do things with their cash other than store them in a bank or a safe location, you know, the feds are going to be guilty of contributing to that if they don't change the law.
Sure. You're making them easy targets for criminals. Of course, we know and recognize at the federal level the criminals within the banking industry, even the Internal Revenue Service that loses emails despite the fact that it seems to be electronically impossible to do so.
Yep.
But money disappears in that electronic realm. Perhaps even some of these things like bitcoins might be another aspect or way to go in a cryptocurrency. I don't have an answer or solution, but I know that you will be exhibiting, Mike, at the there's a big International Cannabis Association. They're throwing a conference together this coming weekend, I believe Sunday and Monday, June 22nd, 23rd at the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas. Super Don and I still might attend. We don't know. We're awaiting word if we'll broadcast live from that event with you or not, but this is a green-to-green conference. It's about making money in the cannabis industry, and you'll be there. What will you be doing? Will you be lecturing and presenting or just exhibiting? How will you interface?
I'll be speaking. I'll be presenting on essentially security as it relates to this, because this the International Cannabis Association, this is going to be the first conference, and they are literally – this is set up to talk to and deal directly to people coming from the traditional business world that want to get into cannabis business. So I'm going to be speaking on how important it is to immediately start with a security apparatus and a security plan from the very beginning, so that you do not put your business and your people in jeopardy. So that's what I'll be talking on, and we will also have a booth there.
Yeah, we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll tweet it out as well at RS Bell Media, my Twitter feed, as well as in the social networks as well. We've got links there. We also want to thank our sponsor, HempMeds, HempMedsPX.com. And if you'd like to try to, let's say, access and utilize, as we do in our home, a safe form of this cannabis, this hemp plant that is legal in all 50 states, You can do so now. Have it shipped right to your door without harassment. That is hempmedspx.com. And the June code for a 20% discount, SHW46. It's like show without the O, SHW46. And, Mike, it was great to meet you at the event in Denver. We hope to see you again, perhaps here in Las Vegas coming up. But any special message to the people listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show about how they might be able to access this industry, or maybe they're in the security realm as well? Or you must be growing so fast, you're probably looking for good people still.
No, we're always looking for good people. We're always looking for the cream of the crop when it comes to professionals. Because we've been in business so long, we treat this as a business, not the wild, wild west. Our intent is to always provide the utmost in service, and that's what we enjoy doing. That's why we've been around so long. So, yeah, we love good clients, and we love good people representing us.
All right. Mike Julian and the website, security-mpsi.com. Linked up in the show notes. Hope to see you in Vegas. If not, I know we'll see you at one of the events coming up as we travel the world in support of this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty and economic liberty. Thank you for protecting the guys and gals out there doing the right thing, Mike.
Yes, sir, and thank you so much for having me on. I look forward to seeing you again soon.
You got it. We got lots more healing to go. Jerry Doyle coming up as well.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics.
Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, you got another thing coming.
Yeah.
Cuomo, Rick Scott in Wisconsin. Yeah, Judas Priest is coming for you, and he's coming with cannabis seeds, and he's planting them everywhere. Actually, I don't know if Judas Priest is doing that, but I'm thinking he should, or they should. Because Judas Priest is not the name of a guy, it's the name of the band.
Right, right. What was the name of the lead singer of Judas Priest?
Rob
I can't
Helfer.
Remember. Rob Helfer. Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you, Shane.
Hey.
Could you imagine him dressed in full Judas Priest regalia with the spikes and the studs, and you're like planting hemp seeds? I just like,
you know what I want to see? Like our guest Mike Julian that we just had. If he could like get like his armored trucks that would somehow like he could retrofit a device that as he's driving down the streets of Denver, it will like automatically plant the seeds along the curb. You know? I want to see hemp plants everywhere, the curbs of America. That's it.
Nice,
you got another thing coming.
Nice.
Anyway, hey, having
if
a great
have,
time.
Hey, listen, if you haven't seen the armored trucks, you gotta check those out. And we were talking with them off the air. Next time we go to an event and they're there, there will be a picture of Robert Scott Bell and Super Don in the cannabis armored truck.
Yeah. We also learned that if we are able to make it to Vegas at the Hard Rock Hotel, we will get pictures instead with bikini clad models. Which is I know it's a bummer, but we'd be willing to do that. Just saying.
We'll do it just for the listeners, yes.
Right, just for the listeners. We love you. We love you out there. So maybe we'll get to see you in Vegas. Speaking of Vegas, Jerry Doyle in Vegas, and he's going to be joining us next hour here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Please say thanks to our wonderful sponsors who make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty even possible. The links are up. The banners are there. Go to robertswater.com and drink that clean, pure, structured, microclustered water that I love so much that every time I'm away, I can't wait to get back for more of. So check that out, and all of our wonderful supporters. Now, what's another thing coming? We got another thing coming when it comes to marketing. There's another natural news story here. The top ways companies routinely deceive Americans with visual marketing tricks. Now, I used to be Super Don, a photographer, professional. I did some product shoots, but I mostly did people. I paid my way through college doing. I was the picture guy. Everybody remember the picture guy that was at all the parties where everybody was drinking and getting schnockered, and I'd have to stay upright, not get splashed with too much beer, take pictures of it. I mean, I worked my way through college that way. And it was fun.
Wow.
And I did some sports photography. But back when you actually had film, I did some video production back when you actually had to splice and cut video. I mean, it was a whole different world. But we were introduced to these concepts of how they make the stuff look so good in commercials, like foodstuffs. And they're surprising tricks. You think that syrup or honey in the commercial over the pancakes that Aunt Jemima is pouring is actually syrup or honey? No, it's motor oil. How do you like that? How do you like them petrochemical apples?
Yeah,
how about,
amazing.
You know, I almost don't want to do number two.
No, but you have to. Jeez. You have to.
How do you see, I don't even understand this. How do you stimulate steaming food? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Simulate. Bad host. Simulate steam. It's like alliteration. The ST got me. Well, evidently, I don't even want to know. What do you soak? You soak a tampon with what?
It's a soaked tampon that they use to simulate steaming food, yes.
I have no earthly idea how or why that works. I want to go on from there. Milk and cereal. Milk and cereal. You know it's not milk. It's like Elmer's glue. Or sometimes
or shampoo.
Like white shampoo that they drip on, and you're like, not so good.
Yes.
How do they make a hamburger look so like brown and crispy, ready to eat? Well, evidently, it's brown shoe polish. Brown shoe polish. Again, perception becomes reality. Would you eat that in real life? I don't think so. But then again, maybe you would because you would eat chemical
food. That would explain why the hamburgers taste like old shoe leather.
That would do it. Please don't eat those kind of factory-farmed hamburgers. Hairspray. Hairspray, not just for hair anymore. Not that I recommend hairspray. There's a few organic ones out there, but it's some nasty stuff. But it absolutely makes, evidently, fruits and vegetables to appear fresh.
Mm, yeah. Nice and shiny.
I wonder if that's just for peach fuzz or if it's just for apples. I don't know. this is weird. Antacids, soap bubbles are the things that create the fizzle in these sodas. Antacids and soap bubbles. Make it fizz.
It's so it's not the regular carbonation from the soda. They drop an antacid in there.
Yeah. And the next time you look at ice cream and meat, it's actually mashed potatoes with food coloring.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you want to see the rest of it, check it out online, robertscottbell.com. We have it linked up. Next hour, Jerry Doyle. And we almost didn't know what to open hour two with, but I think we found out what we're going to do. But you'll have to stay tuned to figure it out. Super Don here, Robert Scott Bell here. Shane's on the board. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.